Please close your eyes. And say yes to yourself. Accept yourself. You are beautiful. And repeat this sentence with your inner voice. I am beautiful. And maybe when you say this, there are other voices inside you. Other thoughts that say, that are saying, no, you're not beautiful. You're bad and ugly. And don't fight these voices. Simply give them a face. Maybe someone ugly inside you. Maybe your father or mother. But just give them a face. And then repeat. I am beautiful. And now, hug all those parts inside you that reject these words. Say to them, you are my children, you belong to me, and I give you my love, my light, my attention. You are a part of me. And simply embrace all those voices, all those dark voices inside. And by doing this, they become more beautiful, more peaceful. Do this right now. And this is your beauty. This is your light, your power to give light and beauty to all those dark voices inside you, to all those dark parts. And now, I am asking you, do you lack money in your life? Maybe you do. And when you do, maybe you blame forces outside of you. Stop doing this for now. Accept the idea that if you are poor, if you are lacking money, there is a part of you, a that wants to be poor. A kind of energy that rejects money for whatever reason. Open yourself for this idea. Maybe it's a part that hates rich people, that thinks it's good to be poor. It's pure to be poor. And imagine this part. Use your imagination. And then when you see this part, when you imagine this person inside you that wants to be poor, see it, go to it. And accept this is a part of me. And maybe it's a good part. Maybe it's really helping me. For some reason I do not understand. But maybe not. But take responsibility. Understand that this person is a part of you. Do not judge. And then you go to this person. And give this person a beautiful flower as a sign of your kindness, of your good intention. And simply ask this person, why do you reject money? Understand its reasons for doing so. It is a part of you, a part of your energy field. And maybe this person has really the idea that it is, from a spiritual point, pure to live in poverty. And then you explain to this person Mother Earth. Living on Earth is a part of the whole of the universe. Feel the love from Mother Earth flowing towards you. She wants you to be happy. In past times there was this idea that you should reject the love of Mother Earth. Heaven was good, Earth was bad. This is not true. Everything is one. This life, the Earth and its beauty, belongs to Heaven. Only when you believe it's not Heaven, you create the not heaven. And you show this to the person. See how beautiful the earth is. Feel her love. And you may enjoy life on earth. And there's no reason to live in poverty. There's enough for everybody. Enough beauty. Enough possessions. a nice home, a garden, friendships. There's so much to enjoy, to experience by living on Earth. You should not reject this. And now when you do this and make contact with Mother Earth, when you do this, you will notice that this person will change. And this is step one. Step one in creating a balanced attitude towards money. Step two is stop judging rich people. Just like you don't judge fat people, don't judge rich people. See them as people with problems. Many rich people are disconnected from their souls, like many other human beings. And you are a light worker. You are helping them to restore this connection. And when you do this, they will let go of the money they don't need. You don't have to take that away from them. You don't have to judge them. Simply help to reconnect them with their own selves. And how do you do this? The answer, as always, is unconditional love. So, think of a very rich person you don't like, and he's a symbol for every rich person, for rich people throughout the world that have too much possessions they don't need, money they don't need. And see that this makes them very unhappy, that this connects them from their soul, and then simply send them unconditional love. And say to yourself, and say with an inner voice to them, I am here to reconnect you with your soul. I am here to reconnect mankind with the light. I do not judge. I love, and my love is unconditional. Thank you for listening.